What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Hello. Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter. It's Friday. Normally, our dear friend Corey Andrew joins us today, but he's off. It was Thanksgiving yesterday. I hope you had a lovely day. Corey went away for the weekend to see his family, so I hope he's having a marvellous Friday. A lot of people take both days off, don't they? I was thinking about doing it myself, but I love doing these shows, and there's so much celebrity gossip to get to. You know, 20 minutes to hang out with your friends, have a cup of tea. I like it. I really do enjoy it. Plus, it's Black Friday today. I think that's what the name of the day is, the day after Thanksgiving. This is when everybody goes to the shops and gets great deals. I woke up this morning. Oh, my word, my inbox was full. Full of emails, about 30, 40 emails. I thought I was the most popular person in the world. I was like, oh, how lovely. It's all my friends wishing me happy Thanksgiving. No, it was all the stores, all the stores that I've ever bought from. They keep your email address, evidently. And they all sent me offers today, like 40, 50% off. I don't think I'm going to buy anything, though, because I don't really need anything. I've got all these new clothes, and I don't, you know, I'm not that big a fashionista, so I don't think I'm going to get anything today. And I used to work every Friday. I don't think we've ever spoke about this, so you know I was a publicist for J-Lo and Diddy and Alicia Keys, Jessica Simpson, all the big names. I was also the publicist for Bloomingdale's. That's right, the department store. So I used to have to work every Friday after Thanksgiving. It was so much fun because we'd invite all the crews, the TV crews, local and national crews, to come to the stores, because if you watch the evening news tonight or the news throughout the day on cable networks, you'll see there is a reporter from each of those outlets at a store. They might be at the Mall of America, they might be at Bloomingdale's, they might be at Macy's. My job was to convince them to come to Bloomingdale's, and I was pretty good at it. So I'm used to working today, although this doesn't feel like work. Let's jump in to the show. What time is it, my friends? It is. Sing it along with me, please, please, please. is, it is. It's tea time. You sound great. So, the internet is not holding back after Mariah Carey gave a Thanksgiving Day parade performance that we're not going to forget anytime soon. So, the self-anointed Queen of Christmas, remember that she tried to copyright that, but the court said, no, you can't be that officially. You can't own the Queen of Christmas, but we can still call her it. She's just officially not the Queen of Christmas. So Mariah performed at the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, and the internet, it's having a field day about her performance. So first of all, she was wearing this massive pink dress, and for no apparent reason, she had an umbrella. It's Mariah Carey. She said, somebody get me an umbrella, and they did. It wasn't raining. She sang her iconic tune, All I Want for Christmas Is You, which I think is now the most successful Christmas song of all time. Is that true? Oh, bigger than White Christmas, Irving Berlin's White Christmas. I think it is true. Each year, Mariah makes about $30 or $40 million a year off this one song. If Mariah never, ever works again, every Christmas, this song goes to number one. It's played everywhere. And she just counts the money, because not only did she sing this song, she wrote it. That's right. Mariah's a songwriter. And so she co-wrote the song. And so the checks just flow in. My husband's a songwriter, a successful one too. Has a Grammy Award and lots of other stuff. But he always says if he could make a wish and have one massive hit, you would always pick a Christmas song, because it airs every single year. Every single year they pull out those old chestnuts and play them again. So Mariah just stood still. She didn't move while she was performing. It's like she stood on an X in this pink dress. I don't think she could move in the dress. And all these fabulous dancers boogied on down around her. Some people are saying, let me get this right, Mariah gets millions right now to just stand there with her umbrella and honestly not really move at all. Mad respect. Another person on Twitter said, I love the lack of energy in Mariah Carey's performance. She didn't move a finger. It's the one thing we can always count on. And then finally, another person poked fun at the fact that Mariah was lip-syncing, so she wasn't singing live. But John Legend in 2018, he was in the parade and he explained this. He said, fun fact, we all have to lip sync on this parade because the floats don't have the capacity to handle the sound equipment for a live performance. So you're not allowed to sing live at the Macy's parade, even if you're the best singer in the world. I'm looking at you, Adele. Also, Mariah Carey, let's be honest here. Mariah Carey can sing. She can sing. And so the fact that she has to lip sync tells you everybody is lip syncing. Now, not to be devil's advocate here, but John Legend, technically Mariah was not on a float. She was outside Macy's, standing there, and it looked as if she delayed Santa's float because she wasn't moving at the end of her performance. And you know, in her contract, it said she has to close the show. Mariah's not going to do this unless she gets the best slot, which is closing the show. The problem with that is that every year Santa closes the Macy's Thanksgiving parade. So did Mariah and Santa have a bit of a face-off? I think they did. And it seems like they both won, because the second after Mariah finished that final high note of that great song, Santa was right there on his float, but he wasn't allowed to pull up outside of Macy's because Mariah was not moving. So the cameras panned down the street to Santa, which brings us, I love it, it's so Christmas, I love it, which brings us to our poll question of the day. The internet is not holding back on what they thought about Mariah's performance at the Thanksgiving Day parade. Was she great or was she terrible? I know by now you've watched it. If you didn't watch it live, the clips are everywhere. She's trending on Twitter, so go and check her out and let me know. You can go and vote on our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob, or our Facebook page, Naughty Gossip, and be sure to check back on Monday to hear your results. More news from the parade. The Bidens, President Biden and the First Lady Jill Biden called into the parade, and it turned out to be cringeworthy TV. So we don't do politics on this show, but we do talk about television shows. President Biden was meant to call in, and he was calling into NBC's Dylan Dreyer. I love her. But it was very awkward because her phone rang. It was the president's face. She picked it up and was, "Hello, Mr. President." And then for 30 seconds, silence. 30 seconds is a really, really long time on TV, on the radio, on a podcast, to say nothing. Let me give you 2 seconds of silence and let's see if you feel it. There. That's 2 seconds, so 30 seconds, 3-0, 30 seconds of silence. Oh, it was so awkward. And poor Dylan didn't really know what to do. So she said, "Hello, Mr. President." And you could sort of hear a faint background noise and some confusion, clearly dead air. And then Dylan, who's trying to just fill space here, said, "I don't think I can hear you. Can you hear me, Mr. President?" This went on for 30 seconds. And then Dylan finally chimed in, "Hello, happy Thanksgiving, Mr. President, are you there?" Now, what they're not telling you is that Dylan was wearing an earpiece. So in her ear was a little device where people can talk to her. So the control room, the producers were saying, "We're trying to get him on the line. We're trying to get him on the line. There's some technical problems. Keep talking, keep smiling." So for 30 seconds, I think Dylan really gets the nicest of the day. She filled air beautifully. And then finally, the Bidens responded saying, "We're here." And then he went on to thank the firefighters and the police officers and the first responders, because they never get to take a break. And then the First Lady jumped on and said, "God bless our troops for sure." Did you see it though? Very, very awkward. I love live TV, and this is why you know it was live. Had that been taped, they would have edited it out. But no, it was live. And finally, another part of the parade that people are blowing up about is Paula Abdul. I used to be Paula's publicist. I know. And so she would call me and email me. We'd talk about her career. I have mad respect for Paula. I really do. Is she quirky? Yes. But I think that's her charm. But her talent, oh, she's unbelievable. Not just as a great dancer, a choreographer, a real showbiz sort of personality. When you have a meeting with her or discuss projects, it's like being with Liza Minnelli or just old Hollywood showbiz. She's always wearing dazzles, sparkles, bedazzled clothes. I just get a kick out of her. But unfortunately, she was put on this tiny float. It was Genio Turkey Store. I've never heard of them, but they had a float and Paula was their performer. And she didn't just stand there and try and lip sync one of her greatest hits, which is normally what happens when you get a singer, a celebrity on your float. Paula said, "No, I'm going to do a tap dance." Well, there was not a lot of room on the float for this dance, and people did notice. One person screamed, "This is a budget performance." Another person said, "This is a turkey dance," and she's faking everything about this. So she ruffled feathers, but other people did go on to defend "Forever Your Girl, Paula Abdul" by saying, "Incredible." And I also saw this comment saying, "People right now that are hating on Paula Abdul, she's out there living her best life. Leave her alone. It's not easy tap dancing on a tiny little square. Give Paula more room next time." Hey, I love this story that broke. So Joe Jonas lost out the Spider-Man role to Andrew Garfield. Joe Jonas nearly was Spider-Man, but he said ultimately they picked the right person. So he nearly got to play Peter Parker in the 2012 movie, but lost the role to Andrew Garfield. He said the following, quote, "I remember years ago I was up for Spider-Man and I was so, so excited. And it was the year that Andrew Garfield got it. Obviously, he was the right one." And he said the reason he thought he had an in was he noted the film's director, Mark Webb, used to be a music video director. So before he went on to do big feature films, he learned his craft making music videos. So he thought he had an in with this director, but he went on to say, you know, I love the process of auditioning and putting yourself out there and having to prove yourself. And so I think this is really interesting. Just because he didn't get it, he's not mad, he's not upset about it. He enjoyed the process, and now he's in a new film, and I'm told he could be a movie star. It's really, really good. So it just wasn't the right time, the right job for him. Andrew Garfield was fabulous as Spider-Man, but going through the process, I audition all the time. I always go different meetings. Whenever you get the chance to go and meet people, maybe it's to talk about a new job, a new relationship, a new project, go. Even if you don't end up getting it, the next time you do this, you'll be better at it because you will have practiced. So always take these opportunities. They did ask him too if he got to try on the Spider-Man suit, that tight suit. And he said no, unfortunately. He didn't, although he might have tried on one or two back in the day when he was younger. I love this story. Joe Jonas as Spider-Man. What do you think? I think he could have pulled it off. I really do. Hey, quickly, before we go to break, Pete Davidson attended Thanksgiving with Emily Ratajkowski amid news that they are dating. So he attended a Thanksgiving dinner with his new girlfriend. And the reason we know about this is Bumble's chief brand officer shared an Instagram photograph showing Emily and Pete sitting at a table with a ton of friends over a Thanksgiving feast. The model was tagged in the post, which has now been deleted. So I get it. You're going for dinner, Thanksgiving dinner, with your friends, and one of those friends is Emily, and she happens to bring along her new boyfriend, Pete Davidson. Of course you take a picture. Of course you post it. And then, obviously, somebody asked her to take it down. So there's been rumours of these two dating for a while, since they were spotted holding hands about a month ago in Brooklyn. Now I can confirm, yes, indeed, they are together. Sources are saying it's in the very early stages, though. He makes her laugh. He thinks she's beautiful. She is, and super intelligent. They've been spotted around New York canoodling, I love that word, together. But it seems that she wants to keep a bit of a distance. On Instagram, she hinted that she wants to date multiple men and women right now. She's not ready to settle down. She just had a divorce and is dating multiple people, including Pete. Hey, we're going to take a quick break and we will be right back. Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm Rob Shooter. Hey, Naughties, did you have a lovely Thanksgiving? I hope you did. We did a show yesterday, so hopefully if you were alone, at least you had 15, 20 minutes where we had some fun together. Let's jump in and do our polls. So yesterday, we talked about Kanye West showing staff an explicit video of Kim Kardashian, and he even played his own sex tapes for them. Our question was, will he end up releasing these new sex tapes? Let's have a look. Oh, 95% said yes, of course he will. He will release these tapes. Oh, Kim. I mean, it is something, isn't it, to be married in a committed relationship and you send your partner a video and, oh, and then they show people? Just terrible, just terrible. Don't forget to vote on today's poll. Go to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob or our Facebook page, Naughty Gossip, and be sure to check back on Monday to hear your results. And now it's time for our nicest of the day. It's Andy Cohen. I know Andy's been a good boy because he's given us all a break from the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. It's enough. So it was a really tense, tense season. And for the moment, Andy said, for the minute, the show is on hold. He said they're taking a break and then they will be returning to shooting, but not until next year. He didn't go into details about why the reality show is not following their usual program schedule, and he did not comment on which housewives would be coming back. So I'm told that so much went on. If you watch the show, that trip to Aspen, all the accusations, Kathy Hilton, Lisa Renner, Erica, all fighting, that all has to be figured out before they can move forward. Kathy Hilton, who was a friend of the show, she's not technically a Real Housewife, she said she would not come back if the cast did not change. And she said that there were some girls, she didn't name them, but we know who she's talking about, who are bullies and intimidate the other girls. And she absolutely would not come back if they were on. Now, Bravo is currently trying to figure all this out. But I think it's a good thing that Andy's just giving us a break. There's only so much. I know we love it. We love all the drama. But we just need to cleanse our palates just for a moment. Everybody relax. He did say, though, that he's really excited that at the moment they're shooting The Real Housewives of New York. He's very excited about that. And then they're going to do those legacy shows with all the housewives that had been fired over the years. I guess it's over a decade that the New York Housewives have been on. So that's a rotation of a lot of ladies. They're going to do some legacy shows for their streaming service, Peacock. Andy's our nicest of the day. Oh, thankfully we can take a little bit of a break. Hey, let's do our naughties of the day. Naughty, 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 naughty. Kim Kardashian is getting slammed for hanging out with Tristan, who is her sister Chloe's cheating ex. Now, the naughtiest of the day here is not Kim or even Tristan, but the people who are saying this, because the reason they were together is they visited a juvenile detention facility to dine with young men ahead of the holidays. Kim said, "This year, I'm really thankful for the people I met in all the prisons around the country." She went on to say, quote, "This week, Tristan and I had an inspiring Thanksgiving dinner with the young men incarcerated at Camp Kilpatrick." She added that these young men, some of which have earned their way to be model inmates at the camp, and many of them have taken classes and are now ready to make huge changes in their lives. Kim has really put in the work for prison reform. And whatever you might think of Kim, and I know that often we talk about her on this show in a way where we sort of giggle a bit, when it comes to making real change, she is doing the work. So all of those who have made fun of her, including me, were the naughtiest of the day. Hey, let's end with an own moment of Rob. You get a Rob, you get a Rob, you get a Rob. Instead of asking what's wrong, ask what happened. How many times have you asked yourself or somebody, what's wrong? And how many times has that helped? Zero. It never helps. When you ask yourself or somebody what is wrong, it doesn't help. A much more helpful question would be, what happened? Next time you go to say what's wrong, stop and say what happened, and I promise you, you will get a better result. That is it for this week, my friends. Thank you so much for listening to the Naughty But Nice with Rob show. I'm really thankful for all of you. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen, and leave us a review if you can. They really do help. And remember, all together now, sing along. If you're going to be naughty, you've got to be nice. You sound marvellous.
It's Naughty But Nice with Rob.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring, and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
We went from normal life, healthy child, to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.